So yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on,
all across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
Hi, it's John Amundson, and I want to welcome you to the next podcast in our series of podcasts presented for you by the Psychologist Association of Alberta. The purpose of the podcast is to present information as timely, topical, and even controversial to the membership. I led in with this old school song. It's actually cleaned up. You know, they don't use certain words in this one because they wanted it to be played on the radio. That said, the theme today is money and success. It's success and privilege. And there are two articles I want to review. They are both in the Journal of Social and Personality Psychology. I used to say it's one of my favorite go-to journals because the research is so interesting and so unique. Today, the articles are about the effect of having wealth and status, how that affects one's view of life. Earlier, I did a podcast, and this is really early back in the dawn of these podcasts, on luxury cars. And I get a text, and then that whistle goes. The difference between mid-range cars and upper-end cars relative to whether or not they will proceed through an intersection when there is a pedestrian in the crosswalk. And what the research showed was that upper-end cars, Escalades, BMWs, Mercedes, things like that, will go through a cross. A person can be stepping into the crosswalk, and they are less likely to stop. So they go forward. And the theory behind that is that the more prestigious the car is, the more exceptional attributions the driver may have about themselves. And these exceptional attributions absolve them from observing some of the other norm, some of the regular norms that many of us would probably observe. The stuff today is of a similar vintage, and it has to do with power and privilege. By power, we mean individuals that have the financial and social, socioeconomic and cohort means to feel that they can manage their lives effectively. That is, they have more effect on things around them and are less affected. So this power that they have, that the term that they use in the article is power, leads to what's called a choice mindset. And so the more privileged individuals are, the more they embrace choice mindset. Well, what is choice mindset? It means that they attribute conditions to people around them as a result of choice. And it's simply this. I can choose. I can choose what I want to eat, where I want to go. I can choose these activities, and so therefore others can. So they take less into consideration what we would understand to be the contextual variables that are determined. This is why social psychological and personality science, these journals, are looking at this, because they're trying to, you know, look outside the skin and the factors outside the skin that affect human behavior as opposed to the inside. So what we would say about these individuals that have more, quote, power in their lives, they attribute more to inside the skin variables and inside the skin actions, and that people who are poor made the choice to be poor. Drug addicts make a choice to be a drug addict, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In a second article that would be consistent with my theme today, which is sort of eat the rich, there was a study that was done that demonstrated that elite, that is people who have more effect, more power and control in their lives, also tend to accentuate, articulate, and inflate their sense of hardship. In other words, they suffered and struggled, and this is a way to absolve them of any sense of power and privilege that others would attribute to them through other means. Article refers to this as motivated denial of class privilege. And I have a personal anecdote about this that that might be illustrative. Recently, a friend of mine, a guy I went to high school with, I haven't seen him in 40 years, 50 years, probably at least, he posted something on Facebook. He's done well. He's been a successful individual, and he came from a family that lived in a very upper middle class neighborhood. That's where I grew up. And a privileged neighborhood for some. Anyway, he wrote this lengthy thing about the hardships and all the struggles that they had to overcome. And he said, my parents bought a house and it wasn't in the most rich part of this little burg in Southern California that was a burg of privilege. And he went on about the hardships that he had to suffer and endure, and his family suffered and endured. And I refrained from responding. My Facebook stuff is almost nil. It's only at times when I get a notification sent to me. I struggled to not to respond because at that time there were no Afro-American, no black families that lived in our area. They were denied access to that. And so I was going to write to him and I say, oh my God, they let your dad actually buy a house in that area, to try to tease him a little, but I didn't. But this is an example of this hardship. When Mitt Romney ran for president, he talked about how for a while he and his wife lived in this little apartment and they had to use an ironing board for a table. So this idea that we struggled, but there's a voluntary sense of chic embracing of that image because Romney's father was worth millions and millions of dollars. So he had this huge safety net behind him. Similar thing with Trump when he said, oh, I just took a small loan and I had to struggle and build my own empire. And of course, we all know now that small loan was actually about $60.7 million of privilege. So there is this desire with the wealthy to create a veneer of meritocracy. In other words, we're not here because of fortunate events or our doors that were opened or any sort of privilege, but we're here because we had to work hard. We had to overcome. When you talk with people who have tremendous amounts of wealth, they will often speak of it in that way, as opposed to being able to say, no, I was fortunate. I got a hand up. People were there for me. People opened doors for me. I had good support behind me. Again, I've had patients that weather economic storms in Calgary, and they'll weather the storm and they'll say, oh no, you just have to roll with the punches, blah, blah, blah. But they have great deep pockets around them. So this idea that I can overcome hardships, and we go back to my first article I spoke of, that there's a choice, right? The choice, a mentality, mental set, a choice mental set, that if people choose, they can do these things, not understanding that the context around them give them that sort of privilege. And this again goes into the American dream. And the American dream that has been promoted is that anybody and everybody can succeed, and that class privilege isn't there. In the experiment, they also did, they did several different kinds of trials. They did one where with people who were successful, instead of leading them to have to argue for entitled hardship, you know, that we had to overcome this, they praised them for their effort, and they found that in the very just praising them for being, you know, nice people, good people, you've done neat things, then they would not have to argue for this sense of having overcome hardships. That went down. That was only there if they thought someone was going to question their abilities. When their abilities were questioned, then they had to talk about this sense of hardship. in another podcast I did, I spoke of this idea of claims to victimhood. So that individuals who are questioned regarding their merit in general will fall into victimhood. It doesn't matter. It can be on the far right and in the most privileged, right? Again, going back to American politics, these folks feel they are all victims of in the January 6th. People flew there in private jets, and they were screaming about being victims of people who were trying to take away their freedoms and their sense of privilege. These articles speak to that, the preservation of that sense of privilege, the choice mindset, and then the idea of we too have had to struggle to be where we are, so these other people should shut the fuck up. Oh, sorry. My bad.